7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little need, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. I saw them have a little need, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them meet, then things go the people way. One day them dead, then them not dead yet. Small price to be paid. They think they're great feeling, no one can touch them. But them have the next thing coming. Cause when them think them thing goes the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. Oh, when them think them thing goes another way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
Greetings, greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, recording date, August the 11th, Sunday, August the 11th, 2013. So Abraham is advising us not to mix our righteous belief, our righteous faith in the Most High with iniquity. So politicians who are sincere but ended up mixing wickedness and sinfulness, mixing iniquity with the faith and with the belief, you see how they have been short-circuited by this wicked system. We say the same to ourselves. This word iniquity is rooted in a word avah, found under the number 5753 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, means to bend, to twist, to distort. This word distort, what does this word mean, sisters and brothers? Means to pull or twist out of shape, become twisted out of shape. I say that every member of the house of Rothschild, every one of these wicked demons that we talk about every week, originally, all of them and us were members of the same righteous family before the Most High Father and Mother in time immemorial, Jeremiah 1 and 5. And then all of us petitioned the Most High for a body that we would come into the earth realm and stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. But the wicked ruling class and ruling families became twisted, became bent out of shape, became solicited by the wealth and the riches and the wealth of the land, the wealth and the resources, became solicited by the demonic influence that would solicit us and twist us and distort us and reshape us, born in sin, shaped in iniquity, born in a sinful system, shaped in iniquity, shaped in the mind of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, colonialism, destruction, and division. So the wicked ruling class, this is not their original form. The wicked puppets that do the bidding of the wicked ruling class, this is not their original form. Those wicked mercenaries that do the bidding of CIA, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, do the bidding of the house of Rothschild, Oppenheimers, these are not their original forms, their original reality. We who buy into the wickedness of the Democrat and Republican Party, buy into the wickedness of this wicked system and divide along class, race, ethnicity, territory, religion, politics. This is not our original form. We have been distorted. We have been pulled out of shape. We have been twisted and bent and deformed and warped and made perverted and contorted and twisted. This system does this to us. To distort is to give a false or misleading account of. So the wicked system has caused us to think that we are thinking correctly, but we have been given misleading and false information from babies to cause us to buy into this iniquitous system that we may perpetrate death, hell, and destruction. Brother Abraham, Father Abraham is saying, do not mix our faith with iniquity. Do not mix our faith with that which is twisted, that which is pulled out of shape, that which is warped and distorted and garbled, that which is false and misleading, that which will misshape us to twist out of a proper or natural relation of parts. Sisters and brothers, we must understand that originally we were natural relations. We were parts of the Most High before our incarnate reality, before our physical reality on earth. We, in time immemorial, were naturally related to each other. We were parts of the Most High, related to each other, relating to each other naturally. But now that we are living in the earth realm, and now that we have to contend with this no good rotten system, now we have to contend with they who we have set up beside the family of Allah, Allah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Amen, Amenet. Now we have to contend with this system that has now misshapen us, taken us out of our original form and reformed us into beings that now hate one another because of religion and politics and color and ethnicity and gender and age and mental persuasion. No, this is not what we are to be doing. We have been born in sin. We have been born into a sinful system and shaped in the iniquitous, misleading, perverted, warped, deformed, garbled, twisted reality of this wicked system that is unreal and fictitious and misrepresents everything to cause us to continue to hate each other and kill each other and destroy each other. And we think it's for the good. And in reality, it is for evil. So Abraham, don't mix. He says, don't mix. And watch this. August the, 23rd, 24th? We're coming up on the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, led by people like A. Philip Randolph and others who were a part of the civil rights movement, the Big Six, Dr. King included, John Lewis was there, and others were there to stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. But watch this. At this commemoration, President Obama will probably be there. He will probably make a speech and falsely talk about how he is fulfilling the dream of Dr. King. Reverend Al Sharpton, on Friday, August the 23rd, is going to act as if Obama is fulfillment of the March on Washington dream of Dr. King, when we know that is the farthest thing from the truth. Dr. King, sisters and brothers, gave scientific examination to the system and talked to the most honorable Elijah Muhammad and had correspondence with Minister Malcolm X and had conversation with students of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, Stokely Carmichael included, who became Kwame Ture. Dr. King grew and began to understand that this whole no good, rotten, iniquitous, perverted, wrong, distorted, bent, garbled system must be done away with. Dr. King began to ask questions about who owned the iron and the ore and the oil. He began to look at the multinational corporations and the CEOs and how the CEOs and multinational corporations were under the control of the wicked ruling class and ruling families that we know. One of those families, Oppenheimers, and one of those families, Rothschild. Dr. King began to say, why is it that this earth is 3/4 water, but we have to pay money, pay a fee for 3/4 for the water that should be free to the human being? The earth is 3/4 water. Who controls this system? Dr. King, even in that speech, began to talk about how America had reneged on a contract, reneged on justice, reneged on freedom, reneged on the Constitution, that the bank was marked insufficient funds because there was nothing in the bank that the Constitution represented, because America was not being true to the Constitution and her own documents. And even when you look at that part about the dream of black, brown, red, yellow, and white coming together, we have been hard on Dr. King, but examine that thought, that phrase, have a dream that black boys and white boys would come together, so on and so forth. Look deeply into that phrase now. This is getting into why and how the poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, have been divided only to facilitate the continuing maintenance of the control of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Look into that speech. We may have to quote that in the next session. But that speech, even that dream part that we have been so hard on, is trying to get us as poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, to cease our division, to come together, to break the power of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Abraham argues for divine unity. The verse 84, section 10 of chapter 6. This is titled, Prophets Among Abraham's Descendants. Now, Abraham is defined as father of the multitude. And we are to look at the attributes of the prophets, including Abraham, as being attributes that are part and parcel of ourselves, part and parcel of the universe. Go into the universe, go into the self, which is a micro, mini universe, and see that we are the father and mother of the multitudes. And see the attributes of the prophets as being part of ourselves, given to us, emplaced within ourselves, that we may go into those attributes and produce truth, justice, and righteousness. But verse 84, and this was our argument which we gave to Abraham against his people. We exalt in degrees whom we please. Surely thy Lord is wise, knowing. Who is the our? Says, and this was our argument. Come on, Muslims, let's be real. Why does the Quran say our? Who is the we that gave to Abraham the argument against his people? Who is the we that exalt in degrees whom we please? Who is the we, Muslims? Sisters and brothers who ascribe to Islam, and I love Islam, Who is the we? We saw that Allah is He. Allah is one. But then there's a we. There's a our. There's a us. What's going on, sisters and brothers? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah is the mother through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. That womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. Ashadu illa ilaha il Allah. Allah is the mother. Allah is the father. These are words that describe Yahweh Yahuwah in the African Hebrew language, existence, living. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh Yahuwah as having the attribute of begetting and conceiving. That is father and mother. The scripture teaches one Lord, not one God. Allah itself means the God. So you have other gods and goddesses, but we want to get to the supreme one that we may give allegiance to and worship to. The La, Allah, Allah, the God, the Goddess, the Most High. You don't need a Most High. You don't need the God if there were not other gods and goddesses, that we may bypass the gods and the goddesses and get to the God, the Most High. In Hebrew, Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, represents the spirit world, angels, and the ancestors, and you and me, you and I, as gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. And so, when we see that as the reality, we see that all of us are the we. All of us are the our. All of us are the us. Now, the Most High Father and Mother, we worship, we bow, we give praise, we follow Yahweh Yahuwah, life, existence. We worship life. We worship existence for all. We worship the living one, existing one, father and mother, existence, life, who are the causative factor behind all things. The first law of science is the law of cause and effect. And we cannot argue against the reality that life caused life. Existence caused existence. Existence and life gave birth to existence and life that we receive through the universe. Scientific study of the African ancestors referred to that existing reality as Yahweh Yahuwah and taught us that Yahweh Yahuwah is father and mother. So you have a plural reality of we and our. You have that plural reality, but acting as one under the title of Allah, the God, the Most High Father Allah and the Most High Mother Allah in the African Hebrew language is Yahweh Yahuwah, and we the Elohim are in that reality as long as we stay and follow behind Allah, Allah, Yahweh Yahuwah. But the we and the our is the Almighty Father Allah and the Almighty Mother Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of our mother, Allah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy, Ashadu Allah, Allah, Ashadu Allah, Allah, Ha'il, Allah, the Almighty Mother, Allah, and the Almighty Father, Allah, they whom raise us up into their minds of supreme knowledge, Allah, and supreme wisdom, Allah. That's the our, that's the we. That's the plural. But Allah, Allah, act as one. And we say Allah using that word as the title for father and mother. And as does it not say that our father and mother should act as one? That the two are no more two but one? That is a description originally of the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother acting as one. Hear ye, O Israel, that the Lord your God is one Lord. Not one God, one Lord. God here is Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, rulers and judges. This is a description of a civilization that has become one with existence and life for all. So when we look in this civilization, we see Yahweh Yahuwah, and we see ourselves as one Yahweh Yahuwah, acting as one under the principles and characteristics and attributes of life and existence for all. So, and this is our argument, which we gave to Abraham against his people. We exalt in degrees whom we please. Surely the Lord is wise and knowing. So, Allah, Illah, the Elohim, Yahweh, Yahuwah, the spirit world, the angels, not the demons, not the jinn, but the spirit world, the angels, the Elohim, children of the Most High, Allah, Illah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, have given clear arguments to Abraham, who has scientifically studied the universe, scientifically studied the creation, and every element of the universe is given a spirit, given an angel. Four basic elements, earth, air, fire, and water, four gods, four goddesses, the Elohim. Out of the mind of Ptah in Egypt, Kemet, given charge over earth, air, fire, and water, a god and a goddess for each of the earth, air, fire, and water. These are the eight. Sometimes you hear nine, but these are the eight that from these four basic elements spring forth all of the elements. Each element, each aspect of creation given a spirit of the, from the Most High, Father and Mother, teaching us the way, giving us true arguments that we may understand and know that this system is rotten and deplorable and twisting, fictitious, twisted, garbled, wicked, distorted, and that we may understand how to articulate that reality, that we may win ourselves and win each other who may not believe initially, but after we present the clear arguments, we are able to win over sisters and brothers to this understanding that we should not continue to set up these demons, these demonic puppets and House of Rothschild, Oppenheimers, wicked ruling class, ruling families. We should not continue to go alone with these wicked ones. And so getting back to Dr. King, almost forgot about him. Getting back to the March on Washington commemoration. See, they are going to mix belief and faith with iniquity. They are going to talk about Dr. King and the March on Washington and how sisters and brothers stood up for jobs and justice. But they are going to then corral us back into the Democratic Party under the leadership of Barack Obama and cause us to think that Barack Obama, the Democratic Party, are working on our behalf as he continues to drop bombs and kill, destroy poor working class masses of the people in Syria, poor working class masses of the people in Libya, poor working class masses of the people in Egypt through the military and through the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, World Trade Organization, pitting sisters and brothers against each other, and they think that they are doing the bidding of Allah or Yahweh Yahuwah, and they are fighting and destroying each other, mixing belief and faith with iniquity. Drop your arms, put down your guns, stop killing one another to whatever extent the killing is occurring in Egypt. Back to the March on Washington, so you will see that they will make us to believe that they are working on our behalf when all alone they're working for our destruction. Mixing belief and faith with iniquity. Mixing belief and faith in the Most High Father and Mother with iniquity and that which is twisted and destructive and death, hell, and warfare and bloodshed. And so we have the clear arguments. It says, we exalt in degrees whom we please. Deal with it, Muslims. This Allah, this the God, is symbolic of the whole of the Allah family. The Most High Father and Mother, Allah, Illah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, and the Elohim, spirit world, ancestors, gods and goddesses, you and I as well. You and I are the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High. All of us are the we. That if we go into that which we have been given, we as the family of Allah, acting in one monotheistic mind, will have the true argument and be exalted in degrees by the power of the Most High. The word exalt in the African Hebrew language is room, found under the number 7311. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It's a verb, means to rise up, to be high, to be lofty, to be exalted, to be high, to be set on high, to be raised, to be uplifted, to be exalted, to be lifted, to rise, to raise or rear children, to cause to grow up. So this is what we should be doing for our babies and our children. We should be teaching them the reality of the system, teaching them the true history of the human family, teaching them the knowledge and wisdom of the universe, that they may grow up into this knowledge from babies, that they may be powerhouses, that they may be raised up into the mind and supreme knowledge of Allah, and the mind and supreme wisdom of Allah, that they may be raised into the mind of Yahweh Yahuwah, life and existence for all, that they may be raised into the science of life, the science of the universe, the science of creation. This will raise them up, and they will be able to create, recreate, resuscitate, resurrect the civilization of the Most High in human flesh on the earth realm. Jerusalem will come down out of the sky and raise us up out of the mud, out of iniquity and sin. Jerusalem, that teaching of peace, that city founded on peace. The whole universe is Jerusalem. You and I are Jerusalem. Is not Jerusalem characterized as the bride of Christ, the wife of Christ? Jerusalem, the wife of Christ. Are we not the people, the masses, the church, the bride of Christ, the bride of Yahshua? Are we not they whom are supposed to allow Yahshua to enter into spiritually, mentally, morally, that we may physically produce peace, love, and justice and righteousness? This is how we become exalted, because the system wants us to be low, to be brought down. But Allah, Allah says no, exaltation. Rise up, be raised up, be lifted up into the mind of Yahweh Yahuwah, to taken, to lift off and present, to contribute, to offer and contribute. So we are able to contribute to society, to offer ourselves as assets and a gift to society and the human family and each other. Allah exalts us in degrees. See, this is where the Illuminati Masonic Order have stolen this knowledge. This is where the colleges, you see, you get degrees. You're raised up into a bachelor degree, doctorate degree, however the order goes, and you're raised in degrees. But these schools do not teach us the knowledge of the Most High. They teach us only so we can fit into wickedness and death, hell, and destruction. But Allah raises us in degrees. We exalt in degrees whom we please. Well, Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie, people.